Amen. Please be seated.
It's great to see you all today. I've been here twice before. It was back in 1989 or 1988, not quite sure, but we had a NAPUC meeting here, and we elected Dr. Stewart, the president of the NAPUC. That was our first time to be here. And second time was in 2 years later, in 1991. We had the big Korean church, Central Presbyterian Church here. They had a big revival meeting, and I was the guest speaker there. I had a series of Bible study for 3 days, and that was my second time to visit Pittsburgh. But I had not had time to visit here at PTS because no one took me here. Someone has to take me here, but no one was willing to. But now, Namzi, my friend, was kind enough to pick me up from the airport and to take me to RPTS, and I could look around your campus. It was beautiful. I'm a Westminster graduate, and we have a lot of books, too, but your rare book collection was just fantastic. Wow. Some of the books were written in 1562. I was so impressed. Wow. I don't know where you got all those rare books, but anyway, I'm not going to talk about your rare books. I'm standing here to bring the word of God. Amen. So just read our scripture lesson this morning from 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 2 Timothy chapter 2, chapter 4 rather, 2 Timothy chapter 4. I'm reading NIV, not because I particularly like this version, but it happened to be the one I have right now, so please don't get me wrong. All right, okay. In the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who will judge the living and the dead, and in view of his appearing and his kingdom, I give you this charge. Preach the word. Be prepared in season and out of season. Correct, rebuke, and encourage, and great patience and careful instruction. For the time will come when men will not put up with sound doctrine. Instead, to suit their own desires, they will gather around them a great number of teachers to say what their itching ears want to hear. They will then turn ears away from the truth and turn aside to myths. But you keep your head in all situations, endure hardship, do the work of an evangelist, discharge all the duties of your ministry. Thus ends the scripture lesson this morning. May our Lord bless the reading and the application of this portion of his word. Now, today, my sermon topic is preach the word. You have heard this sermon many, many times, but let's hear what the Korean pastor is trying to say. We're with the same gospel, you know. Yes. We believe we have a yellow skin, but we still believe in the same Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer. And the content is the same. Okay, well, preaching the word of God is very important. That's why you study Hebrew and Greek. To some of you, Greek and Hebrew may be very hard. I know how hard it was for me to learn Hebrew. And the late Dr. Dillard gave a quiz every 5 minutes, you know, every Mondays and Wednesdays and Fridays, you know. Not only that, Dr. Gaffin gave us also a quiz. He's a part of a Greek test all the time. So I had plenty of hard time. But nevertheless, you know, all those hardships, you know, was very helpful to me in my ministry now. I bring greetings to you from Korean American Presbyterian Church, where I served as General Secretary for over 12 years. And from YALA, as Dr. O'Neill mentioned, Young American Leadership Association, where I currently serve as Academic Dean. All right, now preach the word. See, 2 Timothy, as you know, is the very last epistle Paul wrote. Paul wrote 13 epistles, but this happened to be the last epistle he wrote. Not many days after he wrote this epistle, he was beheaded and he met his martyrdom. So this is a very important portion of scripture. Now, more than ever before, we needed to take heed to this portion of his word. He's preached the word out of season, in season, and out of season. In other words, when things are going our way, or things are going not in our way, no matter what, we have to preach the word of God. This is our, God has entrusted his word to you. You are going to one of the top-notch seminaries in the United States. Dr. Bruce Stewart always was telling me about your seminary, you know. Mr. Kim, why don't you come to our seminary and take a look at our campus, you know. This is a beautiful, beautiful seminary I love. Dr. Stewart, he was a wonderful man whom I expect to see tomorrow. We have not seen for 20-some years now. We used to work together at the NAPOC meeting. RPCNA and the KAPC were closely united and very cooperative to maintain NAPOC on the right track. So I'm grateful to RPCNA and the OPC people. I have a great many people working in the OPC. When I go to OPC meeting, it's like a class reunion, you know. And the people say, Mr. Kim, why don't you join the OPC? Well, let me think about it. I'm also thinking about joining RPCNA too, so let's talk about it. So which one? However the Lord will lead me, it's going to be OPC or RPCNA. Well, sooner or later, it will be decided. But anyway, I'm with the KAPC, but KAPC is experiencing some doctrinal aberration, so I am not sure whether I'm going to stay in or stay out. Anyway, preach the word of God. Our Lord has entrusted you to preach the word of God. Paul, when you do the 2 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 16, it says, woe unto me if I do not preach the word of God. So it is our responsibility, and it is our duty to preach the word of God. I was only given 20 minutes, and I cannot talk any longer, lest I should offend some of you. So I'm going to try to be careful not to exceed 20 minutes. There's no clock here. Where's the time? I'm going to have to use my own watch here. All right. 7 minutes have already passed. You know, time flies so fast. See, the reason we have to preach the word of God is quite clearly set out here. The time will come when people will cannot endure the sound doctrine. They don't want to hear sound doctrine. If I were to preach in a Korean church, the Reformed tradition, we are all spiritually speaking heirs of the Scottish covenants, right? I did a lot of books, you know, put out by Crown and the Covenant here. And as a matter of fact, I bought the 50 exclusive psalmody from Crown and the Cloud, you know, Crown and the Covenant, you know. All those wonderful books. They're doing a marvelous job. I'm so grateful to them. Now, the people do not want to endure their sound doctrine. They want to hear what they want to hear. But Bible says it's not what you want to hear, but you need to hear. That's what you need. We have to pray, we have to give the word to God what they needed to hear, not just what they want to hear. That's what we have to be pretty careful. But in our day, especially in Korea, in South Korea, about a quarter of them are Christians, nominal Christians, that is to say. See, the true gospel is slowly pinched off, and you do not hear many sound doctrines anymore. see the new Apostolic Church Reformation. I hope I, International House of Prayer and so on, some Gnostic ideas, some Manisms, everything has been crept into churches, you see. So many people come to me for advice. Well, our church is going something wrong in our church. So what am I going to do now? Do I have to leave my church? What church can I go to? There are so many folks coming to me for some kind of a counsel. And I don't live in Seoul City. I don't know where the church goes. So why don't you try all the churches here, you know, and pick what you like? That's the answer I give. It's very ambiguous and very, not very wise answers, but that's the way I give the answer. So many people try to fall away from true gospel, but not just the laymen, the scholars. You heard about Gregory Boyd. Dr. Gregory Boyd is the president of Bethel Theological Seminary in Grand Rapids. What did he say now? He says God does not know future. It's called the open theism. John Frame wrote a wonderful book. The book is called No Other God. Wonderful as a refutation to Dr. Gregory Boyd's book, you know, open theism. God does not know future. That doesn't make any sense. God does not know future. Does it make any sense? Is he really pastor? Is he really president of a seminary? I really doubt. He's not the only one. If I were to give all the names, you know, you'd be surprised. We all know about Rick Warren, what kind of a gospel he's bringing to. We know what kind of a gospel Joel Osteen is bringing to. We know what kind of a gospel Robert Schuller is bringing to. They're all false gospels. But people believe in false gospels, you know, because they do not know the doctrinal stuff. So when they preach, my friends, I want you to be very careful to preach the doctrines. Many, many lay people, they do not understand the Christian doctrine. That's why they are falling into some kind of heretic groups, you know, like Jehovah's Witnesses or the Mormons, you see. When you go downtown Los Angeles, we have any number of heretic groups, you see. All the heretic groups, people are falling into that groups because they do not know the doctrinal stuff, the doctrine. As set forth in Westminster Confession, for example, or Heidelberg Catechism, or Basic Confession, all those nice stuff, historic confession. We have to teach them. So we must preach the word of God. It's the Great Commission. God has given us commission to preach the word of God. If we neglect in the presence of God, the Father, and the Christ, and he is going to judge. Nobody's going to live to be 1,000 years old. I see some young people here, much younger than I am, but you're not going to stay young all the time. You know, pretty soon you're going to have some wrinkles, you know, some gray hair. This is all natural, you know, not gray hair. I didn't dye it, so don't get me wrong. I'm late 70s, you see, but still active and still energetic, just about as energetic as you are. Preach the word of God before you get too old to preach. Here I see many scholars here, Dr. O'Neill, Bruce Stewart tomorrow, and this morning we had a nice talk with Paul Martin. Paul Martin and I used to work together in NAPOC very actively. When one of the denominations was going a wrong direction, and he and I were the ones speaking loudly, that's not the way. No, 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 that's not the way. That denomination, it was very sad that the denomination was expelled from NAPOC. It was very sad. But in those days, you know, and it was, we had a very sad experience. Dr. Paul Martin was very active, and I really respected him very much. We had a long talk this morning. First time in 20 years. Can you imagine, you know, seeing someone first time in 20 years? And Dr. O'Neill is also 20 years. We've been not seen for 20 long years. He never changes except some gray hair. He's a wonderful man. So you see my point? We have to preach the word of God because people are not following the true gospel. The Reformed doctrine is not very popular these days, you see. I'm not talking about the Korean church alone. The churches in the United States as well. We have any number of churches standing every corner of the street. There are so many pastors. We have 4,000 Korean pastors, you see, in downtown Los Angeles alone. So many churches, you know. Can you really hear the true gospel, the Reformed doctrine, set forth in Westminster Standard? No. They all preach man-made gospel, health risk gospel, that is. If you believe in Jesus, you know, he's going to bless you, and then you're going to live to be 100 years, and you'll never come down flu, and you're going to get rich, you know, that kind of stuff. This is not doctrine. This is not Christian doctrine. This is the core doctrine of Christianity is Stauros, Kai Anastasis, the cross, and the resurrection. This is the main. This is what the Bible talks about all the time. You got to preach the cross. You got to preach the resurrection, not just the cross alone, resurrection as well. How many churches? I've been in many Korean churches. I've been in downtown Los Angeles. You know, there's sometimes a newspaper articles. You see, Mr. So and So is a graduate from certain seminary, and he is going to start a new church, and this guy is thoroughly reformed. Why don't you come and hear his sermon? You see. Okay, let's hear what he says. When I come to his church, you know, this service itself is far from the 1,000 miles, far from reformed, and his sermon is quite another. You see, no true gospel is preached. I'm trying to particularly emphasize this point. You ought to preach the word of God, the true gospel. You've been taught here the true gospel, the Reformed doctrine, and try to teach others that they may teach others as well. That way, the true gospel will be preached to the utmost part of the world. This is a very, very, very important point. I'm so fed up with all those false doctrines. Okay. So this is the reason why we ought to preach. Now, when you preach the word of God, you are surely to meet some difficulty, some affliction, some consternation maybe, some persecution. Surely. I'm always blessed, you know, by the 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 12 passage. I know that some of you know by heart what that passage means. 2 Timothy chapter 3, verse 12. All who want to live in godliness will be persecuted. Will be persecuted. I'm always being persecuted. Many people call me, I am going to kidnap your grandchildren. Okay, I know that you're going to be giving lectures on a certain seminary at 9 o'clock when your seminary class is over. You're not going to drive home because you're going to find your car flat tire. All kind of threatening telephone calls. That's why I wince. Whenever somebody calls me on the phone, I wince. That's why I rather have emails rather than telephone calls. Things are that bad, really bad. My young friends, you do not know because you have your own church, perhaps, and you go to seminary where your Bible is faithfully taught, and you'll be graduating with a diploma, and you will go to the mission field. And you do not know really what's going on. But when you look at the Christendom as a whole, terrible things are going on. That's why we have to preach the word of God. And as I say, when we preach the word of God, we are to have some difficulty. So persecuted all those people in the early church. In the first and second century, how many Christians were martyred? Well, you know, what about the French Huguenots? How many Huguenots were slain in France? How many North Korean underground Christians were slain? They were subject to public execution. You young man may not know what public execution is. You call all the town people in the place. And then there's a firing squad. And you fire him. And he's dead. So many Christians, if you get caught carrying a Bible, and you're going to be publicly executed. You're going to be preaching the word of God, and you are subject to meet your martyrdom. That's what's going on in North Korea. In some sense, the China is much linear to Christians than the North Koreans. In North Korea, where I was born and where I was raised up until I was 14, that is the horrible country. This is our job, your job and my job. My days are numbered. I'm getting old. You're still young. It is your job to go out there and preach the word of God. Wherever the Lord will send you, the Lord might send you to Africa. He might send you to China. He might send you to South America. He might send you to Russia. We at Yala. Yala is a missionary training center. We train young men and women who can serve as a missionary in foreign lands. We have about 20 people now serving in Russia, in China, and Cambodia, and in South America. And they're all very enthusiastic, bringing the true gospel, reformed doctrine. Someone has to do the job. Someone has to turn in our reformed doctrine. Now, who's going to do it? You have to do it. Pittsburgh Theological Seminary, Presbyterian Theological Seminary, is one of the top seminaries. You know. It was founded in 1810, I believe, and Princeton was founded in 1812. So 2 years earlier, your big brother now. Princeton is now, the original language, Hebrew and Greek, are no longer required. You don't have to take Greek and Hebrew if you don't like. But here in RTTS, you got to take Hebrew and Greek. Otherwise, you will never get your diploma, as I understand. And so is at Westminster. I had a very hard time doing it. So Greek, Hebrew might be hard for you, but spend some time. It's worthwhile. Spend some time to study the Hebrew and Greek and some Aramaic, some Latin maybe. Wow. Yes. That's what you have. Study theology. Theology is queen of sciences. You know, in old Princeton, they had B.B. Warfield. B.B. Warfield, a great scholar. He wrote many books, and he preached twice every day. And he said, be angels trumpeting the word of God. So you are the ones, you know. You are the one. You are the angels trumpeting God's word. So that's what you have to do. That's what I have to do. We, Yala and RPCLA, have a common denominator. We are dedicated to bringing the true gospel to the utmost part of the world. We do our best, and you do your best. Hopefully, we'll be united and do all things for the glory of God. May our Lord bless RPTNS and all the works this seminary has been doing and all the future plans. And why don't you pray for Yala as we try to train young men and women to send to China, to some other countries as missionaries. Let us pray. Our Lord God, we thank you for this time together. We know that there are so many places in the world where Christians are being persecuted. Father, we know that our Lord wants us to preach the word of God, the true doctrine of Christ, the true reformed doctrines. People have torn away their ears from the truth, and they follow all the false gospels. What can we do at this point, O Lord? lead us to the right direction. Use RPTS Seminary as your tool to evangelize the whole world. Father, we also ask Dr. O'Neill and the faculty members and the staffs to keep them in good health, and all the students as well, that they may boldly preach the word of God even unto the end of the earth. To this end, we ask that we bless this seminary. For we ask in Jesus' name, amen.